WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night, and we're going all in tonight, chat, with the Excalibur Challenge, as this is the final countdown to All In this Sunday, live on pay-per-view, which will recap. Following WrestleTalk Radio this Sunday, like 10:30, 10:45 p.m. Eastern, with myself, Brent, Anquan, Keishi, Matsunaga, which means Brent's here tonight for a special edition of the Excalibur Challenge. You can tweet us at WildTalk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTLive to interact with us live. Also, thanks to the intern for 19 months, since he subbed as we were getting started on the show. So there's all that out of the way.
Who will forever?
No, Uwu's dead. Long live. No more Uwu.
But Uwu.
There is no more Uwu. And after this Sunday, there may be no more Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson. We'll have to see. But that's for later in the show.
But we can worry about that later because, you know, they're going to hold me against my will and, you know, make me talk about AEW. But anyway,
she agreed to this weeks ago, chat. We're not holding her against her will. She agreed.
They're making me. I'm blinking. Save me, chat. Save me.
She agreed to doing the segment weeks ago. Not against her will, she willingly agreed to do the segment.
Still blinking. Anyway, let's get into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I don't think this is really a surprise to anybody, but just to make it official, MVP is done with WWE.
Yeah, it's been rumored and speculated for about 6 weeks now that he was done with WWE, that his contract was coming up. And guess what? It's up. He's done. He's been taking shots on Twitter. Yeah, he's done. I mean, he can be bitter, but they gave him a second, third chance, and he did some producing. He did a lot of wrestling and then became a manager. Like, he got a run that no one thought was going to be a run, especially during the pandemic era where it's like, oh, they brought back MVP. Like, that was a surprise that I don't think anyone saw coming. And the fact that it lasted as long as it did, it's, you know, he should be happy with it.
But, he should be, but he's not going to be.
He's not. No, because you didn't get the send off he wanted. I don't. Whatever. Go to AEW. Go redo the Hurt Business and have not as many people actually think care about it once you get past the first. Oh my God, it's a Hurt Business back together again. It's great. I don't know. I'm already in a feisty mood about when we're going, because we're talking AEW tonight, so you're going to get all the snark. So here we are.
You know, I'm sorry it didn't work out the way that he wanted, but I'm not sure what he wanted. Like, because here's the thing. I'm not sure if he at some point wanted it to be all about him, because that's kind of what it became, or what the deal was. But yeah, to your point, he got a second chance to come back and sort of work for them, and he got to do quite a lot. Which is great, because on his first run, I don't think he really got a fair shot. And I think, you know, he sort of just teetered out and they let him go. And he never quite achieved what he wanted to achieve. So the fact that he was able to come back and work again was awesome. Especially, like you said, during the pandemic. So I'm sorry it didn't work out for him, but I hope he finds what he's looking for elsewhere, whether it be AEW or possibly Impact, TNA. But I don't know if he'll go there because of the partnership with WWE. But he did have huge problems with Triple H, so maybe that was part of it. I have no idea.
I don't know. It's he got good money for a while, and now the money's run out. So, you know, here we are.
Here we are indeed. John Cena has signed a post-WWE extension contract.
Yeah, so when he retires, he's still be a part of the WWE family. He's made it known, yep, I'm not going anywhere for the foreseeable future. So he's probably signed here's what we're going to do for next year. And then after that, here's my Legends deal where you get the rights to use my name, my stuff, and all the things, and be in video games, and he gets paid X amount of this for this and doing all the different things. So he'd be licensed John Cena stuff for years and years to come. And so still be a part of the WWE family, even though he'll never step foot back in the squared circle in his jorts again after 2025.
He is, as they say, securing the bag, chat. Not that he needs to, because I'm pretty sure.
I don't think
he's
still needs
set. Like.
Yeah, I think he's set. I watched his new movie, Jackpot. It's just okay. But he did good in the role. It's available on Prime. But speaking of Prime, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. And always, when you do sub, don't do it on mobile. I mean, if you do, it's great for me. But save your money and do it on web.
Talk about that they're making mobile more expensive than desktop.
Well, that's happening with a lot of things, and we're going to blame Apple because it's Apple's fault, because they're charging like a 30% increase for purchases through the Apple Store, because that's happening with Patreon as well, where their prices are going up 30% as well. And so a lot of things in that whole deal is going up because of Apple. So
can companies stop raising their prices,
no,
please?
They cannot.
Like mobile, goddamn, can people calm down? Like, the rent's already too damn high.
A thing of eggs is too damn high. So, anyway. By the way, September starts on the 29th. So, if you want to save some money, that's your chance before they jack up the prices October 1st.
Ding.
Anyway,
mini rant right there. AFC Bournemouth has announced a partnership with WWE 2K, which will see the Cherries-themed content in 2K24. According to the club, content will be rolling out in the game with in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so that's cool. They're working with the soccer club. And I think their logo will be on a jersey, maybe. I don't know. Or it's just content coming into the game. Either way, AEW is working with a soccer company, you know, one that Tony runs, and, you know, on the women's side, and WWE 2K has a deal with one.
This is my question. Does the AEW club play the WWE club at all?
I don't know, because this is, I think, the men's club, and they have by the women's, they're sponsoring the women's club. I don't know if AFC, this group, AFC Burnmouth, will plays the Fulham. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not big on European soccer, so I
does anybody here watch European soccer?
Brent?
Does anybody?
Brent? He may know. I don't know.
But Brent, are you still with us? Are you still here?
Tony's in AFC Burnmouth. Or Bournemouth. Anyway, good on them. Please hold. Alright, we'll go to another story. As
while he looks that up.
Yeah. I don't know if they're in the same, you know, league or anything like that. But, hey, brand recognition around the world.
You never know. So, pass the cake. TNA Wrestling invites fans to celebrate wrestling legend Jeff Hardy on Saturday, August 31st. Fans can win Hardy collectibles and Bound for Glory tickets. TNA Wrestling presents Jeff Hardy Birthday Bash and Appreciation Night on Saturday, August 31st, during TNA's live pro wrestling show at Old Forester's Paris Town Hall in Louisville, Kentucky. The all-in-ring action that night will be taped to air on the company's flagship weekly TV show, Impact. The Jeff Hardy Birthday Bash and Appreciation Night is an all-night affair as fans are asked to dress like Jeff. Oh, God. And many presents will be given to Hardy supporting fans. So this ends with Jeff Hardy getting beat up, right?
That's going to be a thing. Yes, it'll be delightful. Yes.
No, that's the other Hardy.
I mean, they do play in the Premier League together. They have a game on December 29th, 2024. Ooh, there you go.
Showdown. Oh, my God.
Showdown the day after WWE runs and AEW run in the same town, because, you know, everyone's, oh, my God, WWE's running the same town as AEW's running their pay-per-view in Orlando. Oh my God. If you're AEW, great. Get out there and spread the word and sell more tickets. It's going to put pressure on them to like, you know, market their pay-per-view for live attendance. But anyway, yeah, weren't Jeff's fans the Creatures of the Night or something in TNA? I think he, like, at one point.
Maybe.
I don't know. But dress like Jeff on August 31st. You should go. It's in Louisville. It's a few-hour drive for you.
Dude, that's a six-hour drive.
But you can see Jeff Hardy.
I've seen Jeff Hardy.
But you can see him one more time for a birthday bash. You can win stuff.
I'm good, thanks.
But it's free stuff.
I don't need free stuff.
I mean, you could. You could get Bound for Glory tickets. Come on now. Let's go. Bound for Glory.
Where is Bound for Glory?
Detroit.
I'm not going to Detroit. What, are you nuts? No offense to Detroit. I'm not going that far north.
Anyway, go out and support Jeff Hardy for Appreciation Night.
Do the thing. Tell him we said hi. Look, I wouldn't drive to Duluth for AEW. You think I'm going to take my ass to Detroit for Bound for Glory or Louisville? Do you really think I'm going to do that?
Be a vlogger and go out and do the thing.
What if James was there? He's not going to be. He's not signed for them.
He doesn't work for them anymore.
He's gone. He's been gone for a long time.
He's in real estate now, I think.
I'm shocked. Last I saw, he was doing, like, acting in movies. Like, that's what he was working on. He might be in real estate, though.
Probably. I don't know. Everyone's into
something. I mean, he's charming enough to be in real estate.
Everyone's into something. So. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, Marlon Ranallo will be returning to wrestling as the lead announcer for Scott D'Amore's Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. That's a grab.
Starting October 19th, Forged in Excellence, a two-night event, October 19th and 20th. Marlon Ranallo makes his return to professional wrestling, sports, entertainment, for Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. Tickets are on sale for that event on Monday, by the way, in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. But Mamma Mia, he's back in pro wrestling.
I mean, good for him. I'm glad he was able to find his way back in. I mean, I hope he has a good time. I hope he enjoys.
This will be a low, a really stress-free environment for him. He'll be good.
I mean, yeah, because nobody blames him for what happened with WWE, especially with the stories that have come out since. It's like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
Makes a lot
good
of sense.
Good on you, dude.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, all right, we're picking up what you're putting down. Not that I don't think anybody knew, like, there are stories of Vince being an asshole for years, but yeah, now we know.
Now
we understand. And with that, I think we're ready for something. So
Chiefs,
we're
going
to go rustle up Brent.
Chiefs with a recovery and a touchdown. There's also
football. Hey. There's football?
There's football on the NFL Network.
But we're going to go rustle us up a Brent, and we're going to go take a break.
That was him. Hi, say hi,
that
Brent.
Was, play into it.
He wooed. That's what he's ever heard. He wooed.
I didn't hear the oo-woo because I had the soundboard off.
You're right. That's why. He's here. Anyway.
He's here, Chad.
But he'll be here after the break.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back.
I'm ready to rage.
I was going to say, have you like been building up all day? Are you ready to go? Like, are you just there?
I've been holding it in, and also it's about AEW, so it's time.
Okay, all right. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to let Brent rage for 30 minutes. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post-show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Get the hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post-show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
11 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette. You can check out my new book, Messy in the Kitchen, and check out Brack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
You're right, Kat. You know what to do.
And welcome back to the record here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211/MBG1211. There we go. And if you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have any Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. You know, I never really heard that song long enough to realize that the CEO and the background music do not line up. And it's actually kind of sort of a jarring thing.
But they, like, want, the they want the crowd to go, CEO, CEO.
But it's not, in time with the music.
I know. Great.
And then it kind of, like, falters there for a second, and then it even gets it even more out of time.
But come on, chat. CEO. 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 No?
No.
No.
Anyway, we're here to do the Excalibur Challenge. Because AEW All In emanates live from London, England this coming weekend on Saturday.
Sunday.
Start time is
Sunday.
Was it on Sunday?
Sunday.
God damn it, would they pick their fucking days. Anyway, Sunday, 1 p.m. I have that right. I know it starts at 1. I thought 1 it was on Saturday. It's on Sunday.
1 p.m. Eastern for the main show. I think 11 a.m. Eastern for the
No.
0 hour.
1 p.m. on Saturday, everybody. It's 1 p.m. on
Saturday. 11 a.m. Eastern for the pre-show. What the fuck?
He didn't read our DMs. He didn't see it. He mentioned it. He bypassed it.
It's 8 a.m. here. What's that
what is
bullshit?
It? What is it?
It's 8 a.m. here.
Enjoy that.
Dude, yeah. I got up at 2 a.m. to watch a fucking premium live event. Yes, Rock, I called it right. From Australia, because it was actually going to be worth it, and it was a meme in order to do live recap. I have to get up at 8 a.m. to watch this bullshit, and it's going to go for like 6 to 7 hours.
But you can work during it.
I'm going to be working during it, but it means it's going to try and put me to sleep.
Naps are always good. Naps are important.
So yeah, that's a thing. So clearly, Lindsay, he did not see what we said in the group.
No, room. He did not see us chatting.
No, we mentioned
busy
it.
The past few days, okay?
He replied to a bunch of other things, but he missed that one little discussion of, hey, Brent, this is happening at this time. He clearly missed that one. That's okay. That's okay.
I was planning to sleep in a little bit to recover because I've been getting up even earlier than normal for these past few days of, you know, the events that I'm working. Oh, no. AEW decides to flip me the goddamn bird.
Like you do.
So yeah, so for Lindsay, who's not familiar with the Excalibur Challenge, what we're gonna have a 30-minute timer. What's that 30? A little bit longer than normal, but because we're gonna add some analysis as we go along. Once that ends, the show ends. So going to mention everyone now. Make sure you check out youtube.com/mbg1211. We'll be back next Thursday night to preview Bash in Berlin at 10 p.m. Eastern. At the Rack Radio Show on all socials. That Wild Talk Radio, Ellen's Word, Creator Code Rocket Sock, or Lindsay Ward. Follow her on her Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. All the things. That's out of the way. All the plugs are done. Brent's at Kinkins. Yes.
And one other thing. We talked about this, but just so that everyone knows, there will be recap of AEW All In Sunday night immediately following an abbreviated WTR.
Yes. That's how this is going to go. Casey will be with us. All those things, and that is happening. So if there are any other plugs that we need to get out of the way, get them out of the way now, because once we start the timer, we're going to be cut off at 30 minutes. You'll hear a sounder, and we're gone.
Y'all are driving the car, right?
Yes, we're driving the car. You're here to be witty.
Here to be witty, provide picks, all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yes, Lindsay does have to, you know, keep her crown and make picks for this event as well. That was part of the agreement.
That was the part. That was the agreement.
I will make picks, but there is no crown involved.
I mean, statistically proven crown. There, it's anyway. That's all the things, the shenanigans. We have what, 10 matches?
We have 10 matches on the list.
Only ten. Only
my
10.
Goodness, conservative.
Well, actually, I don't know if there's anything that, I mean, unless they add stuff on the broadcast for Collision, there was only one thing that got finalized from Collision, but there were no new matches added.
They're probably going to announce stuff, I would assume, tomorrow on Rampage for the zero hour, because I can't see them doing one match in the 2 hours. Tony has the obsession to throw content out there. So there'll probably be an angle or two in those 2 hours. There'll probably be a second match, at least.
We know one thing will not be on there, because we'll talk about it when the match comes up.
There you go. All right, so with that being said, it's time, ladies and gentlemen. Timer's on the clock. 30 minutes starts now. It's the Excalibur Challenge for All In 2024.
Okay, welcome everyone to the Excalibur Challenge, because I am a glutton for punishment, and I decided to do this. Plus, I'm also not working on Saturday, I'm working on Saturday, so I will not be there for CP Radio. Haha, great. So we have 10 matches so far, so Tony has had a little bit of, you know, holding himself back, but like Rock said, there's probably going to be another 2 to 3 matches added, so it's just going to blow up that way. We're going to start with the pre-show match, because you know it's always one of the more interesting of the matches. And this has implications for the pay-per-view in 2 weeks, All Out. That's right. It was supposed to be the week after, and then they realized that's not a great idea because we're not promoting anything on this goddamn show. So All Out is going to be in 2 weeks, and the pre-show match is a mixed tag team between Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway versus Willow Nightingale and Tomohiro Ishii. This is the feud that was never going to die. It feels like it has lost some of its, like, steam behind it. Don't you think, Rock?
I want the really good one-on-one match. I know they had a couple, but there hasn't been that big pay-per-view one-on-one battle, because these two women are forced every single month, it feels like, to be on the zero hour.
Well, what is it? They had the initial match, which was the tag team match.
Yes.
On the previous pay-per-view. And then they fought, I want to say, on Collision, where Statlander cheated to win, because that was the eliminator challenge for the CMLL belt. Now they're going to be fighting at All Out for the CMLL belt, because it's actually going to be a championship match. But this match that they're having at All In is about which stipulation is going to be added. We don't know what stipulations they are. It's a fight to see who gets to name the stip.
Yes.
I could give a rat's ass.
The positive has been Chris Statlander and Stokely Hathaway.
They're being absolute fucking trolls, and it's amazing. It doesn't make me want to see a match with them, because it doesn't draw me to a match. They're just assholes.
Yeah, it's you would think, Lindsay, you would think, when a partner turns on a partner, you would get to a big singles match on the pay-per-view with big stipulations, right?
If the booker cared enough about the feud, sure.
This is the third women's, or the third level of women's feud for him, and we know he can barely carry one or two.
This feels like, granted, I do not know much because I don't watch, but I listen to y'all talk about it, and it feels like this has been going on forever. And I follow Stokely on Twitter. So, like, it feels like this has been going on for a long, long time. Long time. Maybe a tad bit too long.
The turn was a slow burn. It was always going to be like who turns here? Is it going to be Willow who turns on Chris and Stokely has like been throwing a red herring out there? Is it Statlander's going to turn because Stokely has been in her ear the whole time? It's like you were waiting for the turn. The turn happens because they all had the giant, you know, friendship bracelet they brought out for the one pay-per-view, and it was just like, oh, okay, they turned. And then it just feels like everything has just been kind of about it.
Yes. Which leads to the question, who wins this match, Brian?
Stokely is in the match all because, like, he doesn't want to be, and he got thrown into it. I have a feeling it's like Statlander's going to win to be able to name her stip. Don't know if they're going to give Statlander the CMLL belt because I think Willow is more willing to like travel and do stuff. I'm going to go Statlander for this one.
Lindsay?
Since it's leading to another match, Statlander's the bad guy, right?
Yes.
Not champion as well.
And not champion?
Correct.
Yeah, I can see that you have like Willow lose, and then that makes her a little bit of an underdog, and you know, because Statlander and Stokely cheat to win, they find a way to win and they cheat, and so Statlander can name the stipulation that makes Willow an underdog, and then she kind of gets that big victory at All Out in 2 weeks. So yeah, I can go with Statlander on this.
I'm gonna go Willow wins because Stokely's going up in a shark cage. Wheel.
Wrestler 3.
There's no Wrestler 3.
Wrestler 3! We got Wrestler 3!
Wrestler 3.
There's no Wrestler 3. 8 ball, Statlander.
The wheel wants Wrestler 3.
Wrestler 2.
Wrestler 2, and it is certain for Statlander from the 8 ball. We are 6 minutes down for the first.
Statlander for the 8 ball, and that means Nightingale for the wheel. All right, we're going to get this match out of the way because I hate this feud. And Rock and Lindsay will know which one I'm talking about because it was in our Twitter DMs yesterday because one guy can't shut the hell up about it. Because he doesn't like being criticized. For your FTW Championship in a last chance match, it is Chris Jericho, the For the World Champion, taking on Hook.
This feud has helped Hook, correct? It has elevated his television persona. No?
No, it hasn't helped him. Here's the thing. We're trying to be so smart with Jericho and the Jericho Vortex and... You know, oh, the fans are all booing him, so what's he going to do? He's going to meme it up and be, hi, guys, and completely throw out all the wrestling terms, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff, and, you know, oh, you got, you know, oh, my friend's Mark, you know, that kind of dumbass stuff. It is so bad, and it's one of those things, like, the AEW faithful are like, oh, this is so amazing, he's making fun of all of it. People don't want him to make fun of it. They just want him to go away. He has the worst type of heat going on him right now. No one wants him there. He needs to go away. He needs to literally go on the Fozzy vacation. And he has done nothing for Hook here. Okay, he threw a fireball in his eye. And now Hook is coming back, you know, with a bandage on. But okay, this has done nothing to help Hook. In fact, hell, part of me thought this was going to lead to Hook leaving to go to greener pastures. And it hasn't helped, what's his name? Big Bill and Brian Keith at all.
No, Brian, it has. Want to know what it's helped them do?
It's them on TV?
It's given them TV time.
So awful. There are so many people. Let me just tell you, every week I just kind of go to Twitter to see kind of like what some people are saying. And, you know, the AEW faithful are all, you know, they love Dynamite. They absolutely love it. There are so many people that like record themselves, oh, Chris Jericho's on, turn off TV. Or like, yeah. Just, you can, they're filming themselves getting up and walking away. That's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Jericho is like, oh no, this feud has been great. It was only supposed to be for so long, but I talked him into making it longer, and it's really just driving the point home. No, it's not. It's not doing anything except just taking up airspace.
No, TV time. It's taking up TV time. He wants more of it, Brent. Come on now.
You know what? I want Jericho to hold that potted plant that he fought with Moxley in the Asylum match, because it will take up all of the oxygen he is wasting every week on TV.
By the way, where's Mox?
Taking a vacation.
But it's their biggest show. He should be on it.
Unless he comes out for the Gauntlet Battle Royal or the Gauntlet match.
Let the man rest.
No, he should be on this show. Anyway.
Let the man rest.
Who's winning, Lindsay?
I guess I want to believe Jericho will do the right thing and he will put Hook over. Because this is the end. This is the definitive end, yes?
Supposedly, yes.
By the way,
Fozzy is going to play him to the ring at All In, apparently.
Yes.
Enjoy that. I'm going to say that, yeah, Jericho puts Hook over, so Hook for the win.
I'm going Hook 8 ball. Hook, better not tell me. So we'll go to the wheel for Wrestler 3 again.
Wrestler 2.
That would be Hook 8 ball Jericho? No, Brent.
Hook.
There you go. All right, we're 11 minutes deep for two matches. Let's get going.
This is what happens when we actually add analysis to all of this. Okay, your next match is the Casino Gauntlet match. So, in case you don't know what this match is, 21 people are supposed to be in this match, but it starts off with two people, and then at random intervals, a new competitor will enter the ring. The match can end at any time, so not 21 people do not have to enter the match. It can end at 1 and 2. It can end at 14. It's just a matter of there are supposed to be 21 people involved. It's never gone that long. And it starts off with 1 and 2, and it's just random people will come out.
Currently announced, it's Orange Cassidy, Mark Briscoe, Kyle O'Reilly, Hangman Adam Page, Evil Uno, and Roderick Strong. What was that, Lindsay?
Yeah.
It's an entirely stupid concept. Can I just say that? Like, if you're going to have 21, if you're going to say that there's 21 people, then, like, show 21 people. Do a proper battle royale. Don't have it end, like, halfway through, because that feels like such a, like, edging thing.
Well, it's a gauntlet match, so it's like...
It's a gauntlet match, but if you're going to say 21, do 21. Or cut the number of people that you're going to have in the gauntlet match by, like, half. Because, to just say, yeah, but this is edging not in a fun way, Matt. This is like, I don't know. It seems entirely stupid to me. Like, cut it in half. Don't say 21.
Rob, Casey, and I discussed this after WTR last week. It's supposed to be incorporating elements of the Royal Rumble, but it removes the most important element of the Royal Rumble.
The time?
Countdown. Everyone goes, wait, we know someone's supposed to come out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you all turn and look at who's coming into the entranceway. And the music plays. This, because there's no set time, you don't know when to expect people. And then all of a sudden, it's just random. Oh, wait, so-and-so's coming out. I want to see someone hit the last pick, like the number 21 spot. And then, yeah, never enter the match. Because at least you know who it's supposed to be.
Speaking of, who wins this match? I'm going to give Lindsay and I an easy out on this one. Pick a number between 1 and 21.
11.
Okay.
I think it's number 11, whichever entrant that is.
I'm just going to pick a number. I'm going to go number 7 wins.
Okay, Rock's going number 7. I'm going to just pick a person.
Go right ahead.
Hangman Page.
Okay. 8-ball Hangman? Hangman, yes. We'll do wheel later because I have to add a whole bunch of numbers and we'll do a number thing for them later. All right, next match.
And that's probably the match that Ricochet will appear in, although he will not win.
I mean, yeah, let's debut him and not win.
Get ready for that. He's going to be a mid-carder in AEW, but they're good matches.
But he'll get Ospreay and everyone will go crazy.
Yeah, great. It's not going to mean anything.
The internet will paint itself white. It will be fine.
Basically. The next match is a coffin match for your TNT title, the redone TNT title. Champion Jack Perry will take on Death Wish Darby Allin. So Darby
Death
got this
Wish
match because he threatened
Darby
to...
Allin?
I just call Death him Death Wish.
Okay.
I call him that just because he always tries to kill himself in a match.
I mean, he went to...
But I just wasn't sure if that was official or not.
He went to the baseball ballpark when they announced the Texas All In and went, ooh, where can I jump off?
Basically, he was pulling a Shane McMahon scouting trip.
Yeah. Anyway, continue, Brent.
So this match happened. Lindsay, just to let you know, this match was made official because Darby Allin had handcuffed Jack Perry to a cage. Unprotected chair shot him in the head, even though it was a, quote, gimmicked chair, they tried to say, and then threatened to light the man on fire unless he got a TNT title match.
Oh, I heard about the unprotected chair shot. I saw, like, the internet the next day where, like, everybody was going off and they were, like, trying to defend it. And it's like, no, even if it's a gimmick chair, an unprotected chair shot is an unprotected chair shot and it's not safe. And y'all should not be doing it because it's putting your talent at risk. And worse than that, there are people who are going to imitate your stuff. You know that. And so you're encouraging people to take unprotected chair shots. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hey, Rock, remind me, last year, someone put someone into a glass windshield and then made a comment on the show. Who was that?
That would be one Jungle Boy, Jack Perry.
Yeah. So this is a year removed from when he essentially earned himself the scapegoat moniker, and he's going to be in a coffin match with Darby Allin. Now, this is really kind of the start of the Darby Allin Jack Perry feud. They have wrestled a time or two before, but it really didn't mean a lot. And they're starting with a coffin match. Where do we go from here?
Darby Allin, world champion.
Oh, God, no. Him and his pink jacket can just... No, just no. In my opinion, part of me wants Darby to win because Jack with the TNT title is just kind of eh. But at the same time, Jack Perry really needs this win to help legitimize himself as the TNT champion. If Darby loses, it's just another Darby loss.
And when Jack Perry loses, it's just another Jack Perry loss.
Yeah, they're both, I mean, Perry, we talked about this. Perry has not been elevated with the scapegoat thing. He was challenging for, like, the TNT title with the New Japan title. He was trying to get a singles title. Okay, he got this one. But is he really a bigger star, or is he just guy with a belt right now?
Guy with a belt, mid-card, still mid-card guy with a mid-card belt. That's where he is, so pillar.
So, Lindsay, what do you got?
I mean, it's apropos that it's a casket match. Coffin, whatever. It's, I don't know, box match. Death box match.
No.
I will agree that it's the whole scapegoat Jack Perry thing has not worked. Which we all knew it wasn't going to work. And, you know, this is just confirmation of it that they're starting with this. I don't want to pick him. I'm going to go with Darby Allin. Just because it would please me greatly to hear that. Because I won't watch it.
I'm going Darby Allin. Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
It should be Allin 8-Ball Perry. Ask him later. So, Brent, who you got?
I'm going Jack Perry because he needs it more than anything to help keep him going.
8-Ball Jack Perry. It is a Silas, so...
All right. I think we have 6 more matches left. We've gone through 4.
In 10 minutes. Let's go. 10 minutes to go.
All right. Yeah, ladders match for our AEW Trios Championship. We have, and this is spoiler alert for what will happen on Saturday, we have the champions, the Patriarchy, Christian Cage, Killswitch, and Nick Wayne, taking on the Bang Bang Gang of Juice Robinson and the Guns, taking on House of Black, Malachi Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews, taking on the Blackpool Combat Club of Claudio Castagnoli, Wheeler Yuta, and Pac. So we know Claudio is not getting a Continental Championship match rematch because of the time limit draw at this thing. So I guess that means Okada is in the Casino Gauntlet match?
Yeah, I was... The fact that we're going through 10 matches and Okada does not have a singles match on their biggest show of the year kind of says something about the company and why Chris Jericho and Hook is featured and not, like, I don't know, Hook versus Okada. That would have been fun.
Or you have Okada versus Castagnoli again and really have, you know, eyes on it.
But... I'm just saying something for Okada. Big right. money free
something
agent.
For Okada.
Yes. I know how Okada has nothing to do with this match and everything like that. It's the Patriarchy retain. Patriarchy retain.
The fact that Pac has to fight to get on the Wembley card.
Yeah, he gets a title match next week, or in 2 weeks at All Out, so they're not winning. Lindsay, who wins?
Yeah, the Patriarchy? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Patriarchy. Brent, who wins?
Out of all of these, it's the Patriarchy because the House of Black already held the belts. Bang Bang Gang didn't do jack with them. Patriarchy are just the conniving assholes. They deserve it.
Hey, Bolt, Bang Bang Gang? Better not tell me. We'll... Also, 8-Ball Patriarchy?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Two for the wheel, so whoever that is. Okay. 8-Ball?
That is the Bang Bang Gang.
Yeah, 8-Ball Pac and Blackpool? Says nope. 8-Ball, how about House of Black? Yes. I was stalling for the delay that has to reset. Anyway, next.
Next up, we have a 3-way match for your AEW tag team titles. We have Young Bucks, who are the current champions, Matthew and Nicholas Jackson, taking on FTR, taking on the Acclaimed. Basically, the Acclaimed had a tag team title shot. They lost due to FTR interference. FTR and Acclaimed have been going at each other for a while. Now, all three of them are going after the AEW tag team championships because you couldn't have FTR versus the Young Bucks again, because that would be what, their fifth matchup, the second time in a row it would be at All In, all that kind of fun stuff. Now you included the Acclaimed to, you know, mix it up.
Listen, that's what they want to do.
I don't think so.
The Acclaimed versus Young Bucks was a terrible match on Dynamite a week ago. It was terrible.
But Rock, you had so much emotion behind it.
No, it really didn't. It was terrible. I didn't see the 30-minute time limit match because we were streaming and stuff on Saturday. Who wins, Lindsay?
I'm going to say the titles stay with the Young Bucks.
The titles stay with the Young Bucks, according to Lindsay. I'm going to second that, going with the Young Bucks. I wanted to ask the 8-Ball, do the Young Bucks retain? No, so we're going to spin a wheel as we ask Brent who he has.
Bucks, they need to do it for their VP thing.
Wrestler 1.
The wheel says Wrestler 1, so there you go. How about the Acclaimed, Magic 8-Ball? Ask again later. Come, we don't have time. We have 5 minutes to go. We don't have time to ask again later. If, who's the other team in this one? Oh, yeah, FTR. FTR 8-Ball? No. So it doesn't want anyone to win this matchup. So 8-Ball, the Young Bucks? Yes, there we go. We got a winner. Okay. 5 minutes ago.
They all went for the Young Bucks, which means they're not retaining.
They're not retaining.
Okay, Rock had the song on. It is your TBS title match. The CEO takes on the DMD, Britt Baker.
Yay.
I'm happy Britt's back. I think that's fine. I don't know if the locker room is happy she's back, but Mercedes is doing nothing for me in AEW. Nothing. She has a kind of catchy song, but it gets old really fast. She has a little dance, which is, I mean, okay. She now has Camille, who has Mercedes' entrance, because Camille doesn't get, like, music or anything of her own. And Mercedes' promos have been awful. Let's just call it what it is. She's awful on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
When she doesn't have a script.
Who
that
wins?
Being said, they still need her.
they That's she the is sad thing. CEO. Lindsay, who wins?
You know, I'm gonna say Mercedes wins.
Mm-hmm. I'm going CEO. 8-Ball CEO. It is certain that CEO, according to 8-Ball, will.
Wrestler 1.
Brent, do you agree, Wrestler 1?
Mercedes can take the loss, and you need Sasha, or you need her to carry forward because she is the big investment.
Okay, I'm gonna produce and direct here. Chat, we're gonna go with the main event. Swerve Strickland, Bryan Danielson. Now, what do you think, Brent?
I'm gonna have Swerve win.
Why?
Career soap. Because Bryan being injured, he needs to take time off. Bryan winning the AEW championship is just a way of being like, Bryan is the AEW championship, padding his stats. He doesn't need it. Swerve needs to carry this longer. He needs to face Adam Page for the belt. He needs to carry that. And Bryan, I think he goes out on his shield instead. It's just me.
Lindsay, is Bryan Danielson's career over? Yes or no?
Yes.
So you're going with Swerve.
I'm going Swerve. I don't see a reason to do it unless you just really want to do it, which go ahead, go off. But I agree with everything with that Brent said, if, especially for Brian's health. If he needs surgery, if he needs help, go get it. Like, the title would be insignificant if he stays, because at that point, everybody knows they're just giving it to him because he's retiring. Not that he didn't earn it. I'm not taking that away from him, but it's just, it's a, basically a pity title shot or a pity win at that point, because like, oh, you're going off, so we're gonna give you the grand big send off, kind of like what they did with Sting. So for this, I feel like, yeah, if Brian's gonna go, you do it now.
I'm gonna have whose house? Brian's house. 50,000 people doing yes. Brian Danielson is your new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. 8-Ball Brian Danielson. It is the Siley Show with a minute to go. Wheel, who you got?
Wrestler 2.
There's two matches left. 60 seconds, Brent. Can we do it?
All right, so AEW Women's Champion, we're just going to go with straight picks. Is it Toni Storm or is it Mariah May? I'm going Mariah.
Lindsay.
Mariah.
You're going Mariah May on that one. Magic 8-Ball. Does Mariah May win the championship? Concentrate and ask again. Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
8-Ball, Mariah May. Concentrate and ask again. Well, we don't have time. This is the best built matchup on the show. Great stuff with Mariah May. I'm going Mariah May. 8-Ball Magic, 8-Ball Mariah May. Outlook good. We have one match to go. Brent.
All right, for your American Championship.
Bye. See you later.
WildTalkRadio.com.